got some money to spend tonight.
And it is time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend. Joining us, Jonathan Doman. He's the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region. Jonathan, we are certainly ready for the weekend this weekend.
Yep, absolutely ready. And I think, Renee, I'm going to say my last name like that moving forward now.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. It's got more oomph to it when you, you know, change the tenor a little bit.
It's but Friday, yes, I'm sorry, my friend.
On the way, of course. No, it's perfect. A great weekend and nice weather tomorrow. Not so nice on Sunday, but a mix of outdoor and indoor events going on this weekend. And I'll jump right in. The Fannie Mae Duncan sculpture dedication is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Studio B at the Pikes Peak Center. And for those of you who don't know, Fannie Mae Duncan was the owner and driving force behind the Cotton Club, an integrated jazz nightclub that thrived in downtown Colorado Springs during the 50s and 60s until it was closed to make way for urban renewal. Fannie Mae and her club were known for their inclusive and inviting motto, "Everybody Welcome." So the event will celebrate her life and work. There's going to be a dedication of a bronze sculpture at the Pikes Peak Center, followed by a free music festival for the public in Studio B. So a big day at Pikes Peak Center to honor a local legend.
Terrific.
Of course, tomorrow, as most everybody knows, I would imagine, is the Emma Crawford Coffin Races.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be great weather for it in Manitou, which is exciting. And crazy enough, this is the 25th year of the running of the Coffin Races. There will be shenanigans and Halloween-related things all day, of course. But the Hearst and Coffin Parade starts at noon, and the races will follow immediately after. So make your plans based on that timeline. There'll be live music, award ceremony, of course. So a fun time to be in Manitou tomorrow.
Renee, by the way, Renee has some advice if you're going to go as far as where you need to do as far as parking.
Yeah, are you ready for my advice, Jonathan?
Absolutely ready.
Park and shuttle.
Yes.
Parking
shuttle. Rockledge Ranch, right? You can
I think there's a couple of spots. Yeah, like maybe Manitou Springs High School, stuff like that. Yeah, but park and shuttle.
Ahead for the coffin races because there are tons of people in Manitou, without a doubt, tomorrow.
Right.
UCCS, the University Center, is hosting the Japanese Cultural Festival and Bazaar tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's hosted by the Japan-America Society of Southern Colorado. There will be Japanese artwork, clothing, crafts, music and dance, et cetera, at UCCS. The Pikes Peak Center on Sunday at 4 p.m. has David Sedaris.
Yes.
Beloved for his personal essays and short stories, but his sardonic wit and incisive social critiques, he's become one of America's preeminent humor writers. He is a master of satire and one of today's most observant writers addressing the human condition. Mm-hmm. So David Sedaris in town. And then three more, all sort of Halloween related. The Spooky Millaboo is this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, four different times, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow, 1 and 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Millaboo Art Theater. That's part of their Kids First season. So come in your favorite Halloween costume for magical illusions, kooky and not too spooky stories, silly songs, and very special ghost bubbles as well at Millaboo as part of their theater performance.
That sounds performances. Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. The Three Nights of Horror Film Festival gets going tonight and runs through Sunday at Cottonwood Center for the Arts. There will be 11 films across 3 days. Mystery, thriller, horror masterpieces, gruesome, gory, grindhouse features, sci-fi horror, campy horror, all kinds of horror at Cottonwood. It's the fourth annual, and there's also a large beer selection as part of the event, too. So get your film and beer drinking on. And then finally, as we talked about last week, Boo at the Zoo is, of course, up and running at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And this is your four chances left warning.
Right.
October 25th, 26th, 27th. And, of course, Halloween night is the last four opportunities to get out for a fun, enjoyable, safe trick-or-treating event at the zoo.
And so, we were there last weekend. I was just going to jump in. Cardio was there, and we handed out a lot of candy.
Yeah.
Good problem to have.
Yes. Right.
It's always a popular event, for sure. And, and it's part of our Halloween guide, actually, too, that we have up, Mike and Renee, on Peak Radar. So if folks want to, and most of the things, because Halloween is next Thursday, so most everything is actually tomorrow. So if folks want to check that out, they're more than welcome.
Perfect. And, of course, lots more events on the website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to go. Details for everything we just talked about, along with all sorts of other events.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. It sounds like lots of spooky things you can do.
Yep, won't be lacking for stuff to do.
Right. Jonathan, always great talking with you. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk with you next Friday.
Happy weekend, Mike and Renee. Thank you.
All right, you too. 741 KRDO's Morning News.